All right. Get a chance to get back at it. Thanksgiving week. But if I, just in case I do forget, I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. I know we're not going to get a chance to see each other tomorrow. I hope all of you have a chance to enjoy your day. We'll be here working, even though you'll be celebrating, but we'll eventually get to it as well. The good thing for us is we get a chance to get back on the field against an NFC North opponent at our home field, at Mall of America Field. We've only got a few home dates left, so it should be an exciting game for our team. The Bears are a good football team, a chance for us to get on the winning track, and we're looking forward to this game for a lot of reasons, but one being the most important, that is our next football game. So a lot of excitement in that regard. There are some guys that are a little banged up. We're still waiting to find out about Xavier Rhodes and Joe Webb. Those were the two that I mentioned on Monday that we were a little concerned about. They will not participate this afternoon. Hopefully we'll get them cleared here at least by Friday so we can get a day's work. But I'll learn more about the two of those guys tomorrow. Some of you may have saw the statement by our general manager, Rick Spielman, regarding the arrest with Aaron Henderson. I'm going to read that statement in case you didn't have a chance to take a look at it. The fact that we have had three recent off-field situations is unacceptable and disappointing. We do look at each situation and the circumstances involved to determine our actions with those players and how to best move forward. The Vikings have a comprehensive approach with our players, with our player development program and excellent resources that are a part of this organization. But certainly, we will take a methodical look at how we can improve upon our current programs to prevent these situations in the future. And that's kind of where we are with Aaron's situation or any other incidents that have occurred or may occur in the future. So taking a real hard look at what we're currently doing. You know, we went through an entire off season and up until just a few days ago this season without incidents. So it's disappointing. Anytime something like this happens, it's something that we'll, you know, deal with. And as the statement said, methodically take a look at what we're currently doing and how we're doing it and try to get things better for the future. You know, for me to try to answer questions regarding Aaron and a couple of days ago when we talked about the one other player who had gotten involved in the incident, and I kept referring to the fact that it just wouldn't be wise for me to go in detail about that situation. And it really is not any different here with Aaron's situation. I mentioned last week he was dealing with a personal matter, and that was absolutely the truth. And there's some things I can't talk about involving that situation. For myself and the rest of our team and our coaching staff, our focus has to be on the Chicago Bears, and whatever discipline is necessary will have to be taken regarding Aaron. Those things will take care of themselves. And whatever happens with guys that have had incidents in the past or potentially guys in the future, those incidents will be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. But for me and the rest of our team, the focus is on getting a win on Sunday, and that's the bottom line. I can't look back at that incident or speculate on any future incidents. The only thing I can concentrate on our team, and we talked about this morning in our team meeting, is the Chicago Bears football game. That's why we're in this building, to find a way to get a win on Sunday in front of our fans at home. That's all that really matters. Those other things, they're going to be taken care of in the fashion they need to be taken care of. So any questions?
When did you learn Aaron had been arrested?
I found out a few days ago, and we began to handle things that needed to be handled.
Can you say whether that personal matter was related at all to this? Or?
Probably better for me to leave it at what I said, a personal matter, without going into detail. Probably wouldn't be wise.
But it's rare that a player would get arrested and you wouldn't know about it until a week later?
Oh, I knew before a week later. Now, this all happened within the last week or so. So I knew, yes.
Did you know Monday?
I knew pretty soon after it happened.
He was arrested November 19th. When did you learn that he was arrested?
Whenever, generally, whenever one of our players gets involved in an incident, I'm notified as soon as anybody else knows about it. So. I'll say what I said earlier. It was a personal matter, and for me to go into detail about that situation, what you know, Brian, and what most people know is what they see in the report. But there, it's better for me to leave it to what I said. And whatever the follow-up to that is, or whatever may come from it, it comes from it.
Some people might think that Jerome Simpson's been arrested twice in the last 2 years, you know, was in jail, whatever. He missed one play. And then Henderson's incident, while we don't know everything, doesn't seem to be as severe as what Simpson's gone through. He missed a whole week and sat out a game. How would you put those, how would you respond to that?
I think you mentioned it, Chris, when you said we don't know all the details, and that's where I leave it.
Was he disciplined? Is the reason he didn't play because of the arrest and action the team took?
When I mentioned that it was a personal matter, that's why he didn't play.
How about today? Is he back at practice today,
Aaron? Yes.
And you expect him to play Sunday?
Yes.
Start Sunday?
Probably won't be in the starting lineup.
How do you reconcile three incidents that were handled differently, acknowledgement of what happened and when? I mean, it's very inconsistent.
It may seem that way on the surface, Brian. But I'll use this analogy. I don't know if you have kids or not, but sometimes there are things that happen, and you have two or three kids, whatever, four kids, five, whatever. But in each situation, you know, you're trying to be consistent, you're trying to be fair about what you're doing, but at the same time, you're dealing with each situation on an individual basis. And I think that's what we try to do here, deal with each situation on an individual basis. Now, right, wrong, or indifferent, that's what's happening.
He wasn't punished for Sunday's game. He said it was personal, so it's not a punishment, not a...
True, and I can't get into any details about that. Anything on the Bears? Got to be something about the Bears, man. It's a big game. All right, thank you, guys.
Well, what can I ask you for questions about? Some people start on Sunday at middle linebacker. Is there now competition the rest of the season between these guys, or and just Cole's play in general, if you could talk about it?
Well, Audi earned, from my perspective, along with our coaches, the right to start this ball game based on his performance on Sunday. He did a very, very good job. Had an excellent week of practice and preparation as well. You know, as the week went on, I was saying to the coaches, you know, the way he's practiced, really curious to see how he plays. I mean, it's, you know, and then he went out and he performed very, very well. And we came back on Monday, looked at the tape and verified some of the things we saw in the game. And you say, you know, how do you just sit this guy down and not give him a chance to show if he can continue this? And so we made a decision based on the way he performed. And you know, we'll get a chance to see him play this Sunday, see how he does. No, you know, he'd be a middle linebacker. So,
you made a move yesterday and brought a DB to the practice squad. If he performs well, could he be called up to the 53 before Sunday's game? Or how are you looking at, you know, your cornerback situation?
You know, with the way we are health-wise and where we are numbers-wise, you know, you have to keep your options open. It's a possibility depending on what happens this week in practice. Right now we have the numbers we need, so we'll see. You know, barring an injury, we should be okay with the numbers that we do have.
Can you put Prater in there? Is he, I know he's a special team guy, but
I think he's up to speed enough, Mark, to now you could put him in for some snaps on defense. You know, he hasn't been with us that long, but we've been, you know, force feeding him along the way, so we think he could get in the game and function.
Parts of that concussion testing where you're encouraged they might be able to get some playing time?
We are. We're encouraged by some of the results we got yesterday afternoon. But there's some things they have to go through today. And if they can pass today, we have a chance to maybe get them on the practice field tomorrow.
So they injuries. Passed the first one. They passed the...
Yes, they both have.
Injuries are obviously playing a part, but could you ever fathom the Bears being giving up the most rushing yards in the league like they are right now?
I mean, when you get hit with injuries, whether it's on your front end or your back end, it tends to have an effect depending on what kind of depth you have on your team. So they're going through what a lot of teams go through.
Did you ever have?
Was Harrison able to get out there today?
He's not going to be able to participate until Friday. We put him on. It coincides with this coming Friday before he can have his first day on the practice field. So, not Wednesday like we were hoping. It's going to be Friday.
Did you ever have any second thoughts about starting Christian this week? And did you Monday? Did you kind of look at the quarterback situation as a whole and evaluate?
And when I looked at his performance after watching it on tape, you know, it felt pretty good when we got on the plane going back from Green Bay about his performance. And then you look at it on tape, he did a lot of good things that that you like to see him just keep building on. And so he gets another chance to do that against a good football team. But the consistent play, that's what we're always looking for. He's had a good game, put together another good game like that. But no second guessing about, you know, playing him. He earned it the way he played. He played very, very well. Well, if you just look back to the prior week, the Seattle week, the situation in the fourth quarter, you know, having three turnovers at the position. Then to come back against Green Bay, no turnovers, made good decisions in and out of the pocket, just had great command of our offense, accuracy was better. You saw an improvement in a number of different areas from week to week. So, you know, you like to see that again, this ball game against Chicago.
Been pretty good most of the year, but that really seemed to bring it out.
You know, we've had some good rushing days against their defense, but our offensive line, it really came together on that day. We started off kind of slow. I mean, Matt had a little trouble early on with their outside backer, who's a very good rusher, Clay Matthews. But once he settled down, it really seemed like our entire offensive line settled down, and Adrian was having great runs for us, and then Toby comes in and gives us a lift as well in the run game. But our offensive line did a good job of knocking them off the ball, and we had some good matchups up front. Thought our tight ends, John Carlson, did a good job. It helps to have Rhett back, you know, probably as close to 100% as he's been all season long. So that helped as well. So it was good timing for us.
That's just to clarify. You were asked Monday whether you knew if Aaron had been pulled over or not. You said you didn't know. How do you reconcile that with knowing about his arrest last week?
Well, you'd have to pull that transcript and listen to the question. And this is exactly what the question was asked to me. Several months ago, Aaron Henderson was pulled over on the highway. Do you have any knowledge of it? And I actually asked, I actually asked our security guard when I walked inside, was there an incident a few months ago that I don't know about, that something happened that I don't know about? And he said, no. He said, I don't know where that came from. And that's where I left it.
How has Jared played this year? It's hard to judge a guy by sacks, but he has could have had his first year since like 06 with single-digit sacks. I mean, how do you think he's playing this year?
You know, he's had some spurts along the way, Mark, but he hasn't had that two- or three-sack game that sometimes we've seen with him. And usually the second half of the season is when he really, you know, kicks it into overdrive. And up to this point, that hasn't happened, but we still got a number of games left. He's more than capable of having a big game on Sunday at home. It's not his season hasn't been up to his standards up to this point, but some of that has to do with how people always block him, and his production is down. But he has a chance to improve that against Chicago.
So. Last one.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Les.